Well, now a story about a snack food that is winning no culinary awards. If you've got school-age children, you may be aware of a red menace that is sweeping the nation, Flaming Hot Cheetos. The snacks have become so popular that some schools are banning them. NPR's Luke Burbank visited one such school in Pasadena, California, where for many students, the ban just seems to make the snacks more tempting.
Rose Ingber is the kind of elementary school principal you wish you'd had. She's friendly but firm. She calls many of her students at Jackson Elementary baby or honey. There's just one thing, though, Rose Ingber will not stand for: junk food.
I don't think it's good for them. If you look at it, there isn't anything nutritional in there. It's all a lot of chemicals and food coloring.
That's why last year, when she took over as principal at Jackson, she banned the stuff. And she says the crackdown has been mostly successful. But there is one snack that still bedevils her. One snack the kids spend their recesses talking about. The Roadrunner to her Wile E. Coyote. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
They don't just buy the little single bags. They usually bring the family size bags. I don't like Red Hot Cheetos at all.
Her students, however, have a slightly different take on the cheese-flavored corn snacks.
I like them so much. They're my favorite. When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos! I love them so much!
Shatan Taylor, Olivia Thomas, David Isaiah, and others are huddled around a picnic table on the Jackson playground. They say they love the spiciness, the crunch, the illicit nature of the snacks, even the red powder that invariably ends up all over them and their clothes.
What's going on with your pants here?
Today, I ate some hot Cheetos in the morning, and I got some on my hands, and then I licked it, so it got red, so I wiped them on my pants.
In asking parents not to send kids to school with the snacks, the Midland, Texas school district called Hot Cheetos a janitorial nightmare.
We think it's probably the case that when you eat a spicy food and experience a burn, you have a release of these morphine or opium-like chemicals in the brain.
Marcy Pelchat is a food preference expert at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. She says when we eat spicy foods, something called our trigeminal nerve is actually irritated. Scientists theorize the body releases endorphins to help us cope with the discomfort.
So you get a little high from release of these chemicals.
Did you hear that, mothers of America? Pelchat says when you take that high and combine it with kids' huge susceptibility to trends and peer pressure, you've got a recipe for selling lots of Flaming Hot Cheetos, or as the Frito-Lay company likes to refer to them.
Extruded snack, and that's what we call a Cheeto.
Jared Doherty is a Frito-Lay spokesperson. He says Cheetos are the number one selling extruded cheese-flavored snacks in America. And Flaming Hot Cheetos are definitely their rising star, especially in places like Texas and California.
The rate that this product has become so popular has been a surprise to some degree. It has grown very quickly along with the trend in the food industry for spicier and bolder flavors.
Of course, at the same time, Americans' taste for spice has been growing, so have their waistlines. Hoping to allay parental fears, Frito-Lay has now introduced the slightly healthier baked Flaming Hot Cheetos. Calories and fat were not big topics of conversation, though, among the fifth graders at Jackson Elementary in Pasadena. School was out, and out came their contraband bags of hot Cheetos. There was, however, a less publicized health risk that these kids were well aware of.
What would happen to me if I ate this whole bag?
You might have the runs. Booty might be burning.
A side effect bad enough to make even a hungry fifth grader think twice. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
One, two, three.